Let's go. What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of SW Podcast. We are in the building. It is Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. The first week of the first full week of the last quarter of the year.
Kudos, kudos, kudos.
Yes.
And to all y'all Libra babies, happy birthday.
So, let me see. I'm supposed to be, let me take off my Wi-Fi. I don't need to have that on.
Yeah, because it got you kind of like frozen. But you clear, but your picture keep freezing.
It's Wednesday.
I was going to say the 4th, but I'm like, the 4th was Monday, so this is the 6th, yeah.
Yes, it's the 6th. This is my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You look like your dad too, Shelby. You do, baby. You did. Look, and shout out to your grandma and her birthday. You talking about she trying to celebrate all week. Grandma, look, grandma 80-something. Grandma celebrate all month. Show them how to party, grandma. Show them how to party.
You know her month over with now. September gone.
She don't care.
So she done turned. But she still got that banner up out there.
Grandma, say, I'm gonna let y'all know how old I am. Play with it. But she looked good though.
Mm-hmm.
She looked good for her age. When you when I seen the picture, I was like, she looked good for her age. But that's true though. Black don't crack. Remember that. Take care, sir. Trust me. See, all these grandmothers and these great grandmothers, they looking good now. Play with it if you want to now.
And she look, you know, and she doing a thing. She healthy. She's still healthy.
And that's a good thing. That's a real good thing.
She ain't got a whole lot of problems and things of that nature. So hopefully my buffering will stop because I turned off the Wi-Fi. I hate when it connect because I got it. I don't have it connected to the Wi-Fi. I don't know why it keeps automatically connected because I ain't had this issue in a while because I don't connect it.
This Wi-Fi, this internet, this all this stuff is just.
And it do what it want to do, Queen.
Yeah, things happening, y'all. Things happening. Pay attention.
Telling you. Let's turn that off. There we go. All right. Let's see if it act like it want to have some sense, so we can have our show going. Cause I can have Pat edit out some of this stuff. But you know what's up, y'all? I hope y'all been having a good week so far. It's the first full week of October, and you know it's the last quarter of the year.
The last quarter of the year. And it's a new moon in October, y'all. New moon. So if you go back and watch the manifestation episode, got you some ideas.
Yes.
How you can manifest this last quarter to get what you need and to do what you got to do so you can be prepared for 2022.
And it's a lot of, you know, if you got things going on, you want to be prepared. You want to have your preparation in order. You don't want to have, you don't want to be having to go through getting things started in the last quarter of the year. But if you have to, you know, do it. Don't let nothing stop you from doing what you need to do.
Most definitely.
That's all I'm going to say.
Most definitely.
So, Queen, it's still buffering?
It's still buffering, but like your voice is very clear.
That's why I know it's this darn thing keep connecting. I don't know why it's doing that. I want to kick it in the ass.
Well, I hope y'all watched the SW Podcast show from last week, because last week's show was very interesting. And I love how we end up getting E on the show to answer the question. That was real cool.
Yeah, that was good. We needed that though. Because you know, we only can tell you all what we think a good man is, but a man can let you all know and give you perspective on his end of what, you know, how he feel, what it is to be a good man, because he's living and walking in that life. So that to me was way more exemplary than anything. So having him on the show was really, really good.
Yes, indeed.
Really good.
Queen, give them the quote. You in here now, but it's still a little buffing out.
But I'm in now.
But I see you and I hear you clearly. 1-2 mic check. 1-2, 1-2.
All right. Well, then I'll go ahead and get a quote. All right. So, y'all, again, on this wonderful Wednesday, we got SW Podcast episode 91. We are almost to 100 episodes, Queen.
Ooh, we might have to do a live show together at that 100 episode. We're gonna have wine balloons, all that.
That's gonna be a good show. That's why I said
we got to have a meeting
because it's a lot. We got some stuff coming, we got some stuff going on, Queen. Yeah. And with the 100 show coming up,
I just got an idea, but yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, let me just write it down. Go ahead. let me write it in my notes so I won't forget it.
Write it down. Take a picture.
Yes, you got to write the vision plain, baby, before it can manifest the way you need it to manifest.
All right, so let me get that quote. The main quote is just a tiny little quote, and it's called "Never let your fear decide your future." And so that's author unknown, but to me, this quote is very derivative. It is very straight to the point. You literally need to allow yourself to be in control of you. That's basically what it is, instead of allowing other things to jeopardize what you're trying to do and get in your way and hold you hostage, because fear is hostage. So that's one of the things I wanted to say. And the other quote was, "Somewhere inside, we hear a voice. It leads us in the direction of the person we wish to become, but it is up to us whether or not to follow that voice." What you think about that, Queen?
What voice you gonna be following? Because you got two. So you got to follow the make sure you're following the right one now. Because this one might be telling you something good, and it really ain't what you're supposed to be doing when you know. And this one over here saying something else. This one over here telling you this is what you need to do. In this order, don't be trying to skip. So
that's what it's telling you.
You know, you got to know the difference between the two, because we may be thinking one thing, but our heart telling us something else.
Very true. Very true.
Got to be mindful of that stuff.
So, it is basically, in a nutshell, you need to be in control of the things that you want for yourself. And and instead of us allowing the fear to drive us, because a lot of us allow that, we do, but we also have reason for why sometimes fear becomes our leader, because sometimes, you know, we do things and we don't get the results by going into things the same amount of, you know, you don't get the results. So now you start to feel like it's not going to work. Things are not going to work in my favor for this. So I don't want to do it.
That's true. Yeah. And you do start to think, but negative and stuff when you really shouldn't, but that it's just going to come up. Because that's just the part of life. It's going to come up. But it's for you to just be like, okay, fear, get on behind me. Get up under my shoes. And I'm going to step on you and walk. But that's hard for some people, because some people ain't as strong-minded to actually do that and, you know, continue to go forth. And, you know, we love the saying, move in silence. And, yes, you should move in silence with some things. But I think sometimes when we keep things silent, that's when fear really kicks in, But to me, by you telling somebody that you're close to or somebody that you trust that can make you accountable to continue to push you to mm-hmm. get to where you're trying to actually like go.
Mm-hmm. So even maybe a mentor, somebody of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you got, you know, all of us got a friend that'll push us.
Right.
They might get on our nerves. But at the end of the day, you're going to appreciate that person because that person made you accountable of, okay, friend, you say you want to do this. Well, every time I talk to you, I'm be like, well, what you got going on? Like, where you at with such and such? Like, what's your next step? What's your next move? You know, so I say it's nothing wrong with moving in silence, but have you somebody that can hold you accountable to continue to push you and stuff. And motivate you, and y'all motivate each other. Like,
right.
That's what it's really about, to motivate one another.
It's definitely about it, and the accountability is important. So I earnestly believe that if you don't have someone that can, and not even just for accountability, just for foresight purposes too.
Yeah.
Because you can have somebody that you can lean on and be trying to, you know, you're gathering or growing from. As well.
It's true.
So everything ain't about just trying to, you know, make you look like you ain't got it together. Some people just are going to be good resources for you in the end as well. You want to have people in your circle, in your corner, that are going to definitely hold you accountable, mm-hmm. but also make sure that the things that you want to do are actually in your view. Like,
yeah.
Help you make sure that scope is real, being realistic, because
No tunnel vision.
Yeah. You got it. And realization, just having some type of understanding that you may fail. You may have to start over again. You may. And you can't be upset that things aren't always going in your favor. You just got to see what it is that you need to do differently.
Yeah, and it ain't nothing wrong with starting again. No. One thing my cousin said over the summer when at the first women's conference, she was like, y'all know I didn't relaunch my business 3 times. She was like, but every time I didn't relaunch it, I didn't learn something new and I didn't got better at it. So it don't matter. If you got to relaunch that thing 4, 5, 6 times, you going to finally get to what you understand it. And it ain't even, you can say relaunching, but it's just you revamping what you already had, really, to me, just improving it, because you didn't learn something else new to improve your business or improve whatever you got going on.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah, so, hey, Lord.
That's exactly what it's about.
Motivation.
So, with that being said, we're gonna talk about get into our topic of the day, and our topic is I think I'm just excited about this topic because I love thinking about my inner God, my inner goodness, my inner self, everything about my innerness that's going to make me better. So. This alone, it makes me happy. It made me feel like, yeah, I can do that, you know. And so I was happy to write up about the energy and, you know, get some understanding, give some more clarification to our followers about the energy. So we're going to talk about that today and kind of talk about how you're supposed to protect the energy, what you can do to find your inner self and keep it without losing it and having to regain it. And because we do have to remember things like this, though, your energy can grow. So you may think that you've lost it because you've started to manifest or you started to use some of your growth mechanisms, and it's not really you've lost it. You've just outgrown that portion of you. You're going to the next phase. So we're going to talk about a few things that come up with the energy. And I wanted to use a story about how you find your energy and keep, how you keep it. And I was looking, I was reading about this one, I was reading about this sister who started, she has a blog and a podcast as well, but she was talking to people and people were asking, how do you continue to deal with people who have don't have any knowledge of themselves or don't have any knowledge of the fact that they have an inner eye or inner person that they listen to, and the difference between your energy and your intuition. So mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. So it's differences to those things. So her vlog or her blog title is "How to Find Your Energy and Keep It." And it says, "Peace is as essential as breathing. Over mm-hmm. the past year and a half, I've learned every aspect, just how precious peace is to me. My day consists of building in moments that are not only peaceful, but to help restore my energy. I always tell my kids I'm protecting my energy. Like she said, energy, but then in parentheses said energy. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to waste it. They know exactly what I mean. So instead of fussing at the children, instead of fussing at them about something that they're not performing correctly, she'll say, oh, today I'm not going to deal with that because I'm protecting my energy, because I'm not about to let y'all step all over it, hurt it, harm it, or ruin it, or tamper with it today. And that became norm for her. So there are a million things in our daily lives that are draining us.
That's true.
Right. Both mentally and physically, it makes it so hard sometimes to maintain your momentum when you are being pulled in a million different directions nonstop. Finding your energy is more than just doing the bare minimum to keep moving. It's the first step to taking back your day. Then keeping it is the promise to yourself that you made to show some compassion. It's never too late to learn, read on to find out more of the steps. So I was going to give more detail about that. But at first, I want to say, Queen, give your definition of what the energy is.
You can have good and bad energy. But it's just, let me see how I can. It's just like if I'm walking in a room. Say I just left something that I didn't been through that nobody don't know about. But I walk into this room and people can feel your energy. They can feel if you sad. People can feel if you authentic. And it's hard to explain. But it's real. It's real, real. It's real, real. But it's people can even feel how you almost feel the energy that you put when you actually sending out a text, and the words the text actually wording. You like, dang, is this person mad?
Right.
So like you can really, you can, then I tell people, man, you, somebody text me, a friend, well, associate text me. And in the text, I was like, damn, she being real rude in this text. And I had to tell her, like, the text that you sent was very rude. But she felt like it wasn't rude. But I was like, the text was rude. But when she told me what was going on, I was like, well, that's why that text felt like it is. I could feel the energy through the text. When you was texting it to me, I could feel you and your look, her whole expression of her face. Like, I could actually, like, see that as I was reading the text.
Yeah, she was having a bad day.
Uh-huh. A real bad day. Very bad. Very, very, very.
So energy is the permanent state of mind where nothing is impossible, where oneself relies on instinct to handle anything in life. And to achieve the energy, one must remove all doubt, all fear, all worries from the mind, as well as push themselves to their limits and go beyond it and believe that if they want something, they go for it. You want it, you can do it. If you believe in it, you can get it. If you cherish it, it's real. So, with that being said, an example that I saw online was scrupulous. They could have used a better example for this particular thing. But the example that I saw, and I'm going to give another example, like basic human analogy.
Okay.
But this particular example says, so the DJ goes over and walks up to this girl and gets her number, knowing that her boyfriend is standing right beside her. And the DJ doesn't think about the what-ifs, the should-ifs, if the onlys. Only if he decides what he wants, he goes for it. That is what's called the inner cheat. What your insides telling you.
Go for it.
And you believe in it. You're accepting it. You're believing it. You have complete understanding in your level of intellect when it comes to how you will go into this situation. So,
and you're very confident because her boyfriend is standing right over there.
No doubt.
So you're like, look, kudos to the confidence. Yes.
Sheer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Sheer confidence. So, Quinn, you got an example of an inner G example? Like something that might have happened to you inner?
When I got my car. When I thought about that I wanted a new car. It was like, I thought about it Sunday, seen it on Sunday and Monday. And I said to myself, on Sunday, I'm going to get this car. And I'm going to have this car on Monday. When I leave from the dealership Monday morning, I will actually have possession of this actually vehicle. And I didn't have possession of it on Monday, but I had possession of it on Tuesday. But I was approved for everything on Monday, and I could have had it Monday. But I was just waiting on my car that I traded in for the tow truck to actually come get it. And they couldn't come until Tuesday because of me working. But I literally got up Sunday, this was last December, got up that Sunday. I already had been saying, no, I ain't going to get no new car. I'm going to wait till I get me a house first before I get a car.
Mm-hmm.
But that Sunday, it was just something. Got up. I got on Craft Infinity website because I already knew what I wanted. And went through it, filled out the stuff. And I mean, literally, I was like, I'm going to get this car with no problems at all. It ain't going to, it's going to be just that fast. And I'm telling y'all, God, honest as my witness, it was just that fast. I went in the Craft that Monday morning when they first opened. I'm self-employed, y'all. Like, literally. Like, so anything, I have to show proof of income. They ain't asked for none of that. They ain't asked for none of it. They just asked me how long I've been working. What was my credit score? And I was approved in 45 minutes. And I could have had the car that day. I told them I had already put in my budget, what I wanted, how I wanted my insurance to go, everything. Everything that I said on that Sunday lined up with Monday and Tuesday. And I end up coming home on Tuesday with the car. And I would have had it Monday, but just waiting on the tow truck to come get the other car. And it happened just like that. So you
could define that as a moment of you using your inner God, your innerness, your inner self to tell you
go get it. You already approved. Don't worry about the rest. I got it.
Okay. Okay. So that's Queen's example of her using her energy. And I'm going to give an example of how you find yours so you won't lose. And then if you do, how you keep it. So finding peace, balance, your energy is always going to be a personal journey. The truth is you just have to be intentional about it. You have to try to make sure that you make promises to yourself on a day-to-day basis that you're healthy, happy, and at peace. And the thing about having a positive energy is not faking it.
Oh. No faking.
You can't pretend you can't pretend that that the things that you believe are going to happen for you that you actually manifest and working for, if you're really not. You can't pretend that, because then in the end, it's going to show itself. It's going to show you that you haven't done anything, that you definitely haven't done any of the work. So how are you going to see growth or anything like that if you've not done any of the work?
That's true.
Which is why it's saying that it's a personal journey where you make little promises to yourself every single day about what you're trying to do and improve yourself, what motivates you to get up in the morning, what makes you 100% to your household, what makes you want to do well at work. Those things are things that you're going to use to as a starting point. And as you start doing certain things, it'll start to evolve into more things that you start to speak into your existence or into your time or into your mind.
Yes.
So your energy is not just something that's just going to be there if you don't seek it.
You got to seek it. It's just like you got to water the plants outside that you got in your yard or in your house.
Right.
You got to nurture it. You got to love it. You got to say the kind words. You got to meditate on it for it to come.
Everything takes work. When you plant those flowers, you can't automatically just think they're going to grow, right?
Mm-mm.
Everything takes work. Everything. So,
and you can't miss the steps when you try to. Because exactly. If you miss the steps, you got to go back and repeat them steps. So you ain't going to never get to the finish line because you missed the steps.
Correct. And that's just that.
Yeah. That's in everything.
Everything.
Stop trying to, what's the word? Stop trying. Well, that's those quick.
What is it, the easy way out, Queen?
Huh?
Well, they're looking for the easy way out. They're trying
quick get rich stuff. That they'll say, the quick get rich scheme. Stop trying all that stuff, man, and just focus. Focus on what you know right then. And if I look, start, and everything else will start gradually coming.
That's
but
true.
You have to have good energy now. I'm telling you, like, no matter if you work for somebody, business owners, all of that stuff, whatever, you got to have good energy. And people can feel negativity. People can tell when people are negative. Sometimes some people can read people just by just looking at them. And like, nah, it's something about that. I don't know. You can't really put your finger on it right then, but eventually you be like, yeah, that's why. And I didn't even been through that. Like, I can't deal with that person. Don't know them and not being judgmental, but I just felt something that was just not right about it. And 9 times out of 10, I was usually right.
Yeah. Cause you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it. You definitely felt it.
Energy, discernment, whatever you want to call it, whatever you may call it. The thing is, all of us got it. But it goes back to what you said. How can you be in tune with it? And know. But some of us don't want to know though, Queen.
I believe that.
Some don't want to know.
I believe a lot of things that work around keeping that positivity and that good energy is going to always revive around the type of people you have around you, the type of person you are, the type of affluence you have in your life, things that you allow yourself to be a part of. All those things to me have a fascinating way of being something that makes your inner God more stronger, because we are not all creatures of habit. So, you know, so with that being said, we have to be able to take risks and not feel like if I take this risk, I'm a fail.
Mm-mm. I like the risk takers, though. The risk takers, I like risk takers. Because a risk taker, they don't really show much fear.
I'm telling you that because they know themselves. You cannot be a person that has a good inner, what's up, B? You cannot be a person who has good inner, your inner God cannot be strong if you allow fear to lead it.
Yeah. You know, my daughter, I remember my daughter she was 6 or 7 years, probably 7 years old. And King T daughter had a birthday party. Mm-hmm. Well, both of the girls, because they right there in age. So they had a birthday party together at the skating rink. Zoe never skated in her life. My baby got out there and got into the skating. You know how they have the competition right there in the skating rink. Zoe never skated in her life, but she got right out there and skated. Child, no, she lost. She failed everything, but she got right back up and kept going. Like, she just knew she was going to win. And that from that day forward, I was like, this child here, she was always, I always knew she was a special kid. But I'm like, this child here going to go far because she ain't scared. And she don't care what nobody say, how they feel about her. Like, she literally has a mind of her own. And as I didn't raise this child and watched her grow, I'm like, I still see that 7-year-old child that don't have no fear, don't care what nobody say, because she's still that person. No fear, don't care what nobody say. And she go after what she want. And I'm just like at it's that, amazing. When I was her age, I wasn't like that. The older I got, I had to grow into my, and really once I got really into my 20s, start to grow into who I am now. Mm-hmm. But at that age, I wasn't like that at that age. Because to be honest, people probably shy. I was a shy kid. Shy, terrible kid.
You're a shy adult.
Look, what?
You're a shy adult. So you know I know you was a shy kid.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit better though, sis.
You better than 5 years ago with your shyness. So you come like a long way with your shyness. What's up, Fee? How you doing, lady?
You come Look, a long be way. Like my brother, as my brother said when I had Zoe, he was like, man, look here. My sister way better now than she was when we was kids. Since she didn't have this baby, she way better. So he even said, like, it was a difference in me. But yeah. I do know that I am better. I talk a little bit more, but that goes back to that energy, though. I will sit back and just watch and see, like, do I need to be effed up with them? Or do I need to leave them right there? Because, you know, Shell, you know me. You know I don't be trying to be messed up with too many people. Mm-mm. And especially if you fake and phony, I definitely ain't finna deal with you. Cause I ain't got time for that.
I do think that your discernment is how you've been able to keep your energy the way it is and protect it. Because like you say, you sit back and watch. So when you paying attention to things and learning people that way and understanding people in that capacity, you keep a level of always protecting yourself, but also being able to notice when you can let your guard down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm a person that I trust. I give people, I will give you nothing, everything, the full trust right at the beginning. It's up to you to keep that with me. Because mm-hmm. I give it to you at the beginning. And then I'm a person, I love people. I really do. Once I get to know you, like, I love you. But you know, hey, but I do have my guard up because I'm watching you. Trust and believe, I'm watching. I'm watching. And if I take you around my mama, she gonna already know. My mama, her discernment stronger than mine, and she didn't told me about some friends. Candace, I don't know about them. Just watch them. And she been right every time. Every time. So. The energy is real.
Bears do have a way of, they have a way of knowing because they've lived through a lot of things.
Yeah.
So my energy is my energy. So my energy, let me say it like that, like my energy.
My energy.
My actual shock attraction is my energy, my true self, my peace, my being. It must be protected at all costs. Now more than ever, if I want to survive and thrive in this cruel world, a true G is self-aware and is willing to grow and be better than yesterday. Every single day needs to be better than yesterday for someone who's who is the in their knowing of themselves. Self-care has become more of a priority in these last few years because of personal battles and because of the increasing violence and corruption that's consuming the world around us. Up until a few years ago, we didn't realize that you really absorb others' negative energy so much that it automatically affects your mood and eventually leads into dictating how your day goes afterwards.
Oh, and that is so day true.
Comes the epiphany. At that moment, you realize that others' bad moods affect you in any way, shape, that others' bad moods will not affect you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And not to say that you won't have empathy for people, because you will always have empathy. But if you want to just take your anger out on someone and they didn't do anything to you, that I'm not going to be the person you're allowed to do it to.
I cry now.
Because your energy and protecting what you call your inner God, because all of us has a little bit of God in us. We have someone powerful enough to inside of us that's telling us. And the reason why I think that is so real is because that intuition and that energy be so strong that whatever is inside of you that's pulling you to do that portion or do that work, it must be a powerful attraction. So they have some type of God in you. Just like, you know, when he said last week on the show, quiet your mind and listen to your inner God. That's what that is, your energy. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to discern when or when not to listen to that voice, or whether or not to say, this is not for me today. You got to be able to know the difference. So I want to end the conversation off with just respect my energy.
Just respect my energy. Period.
That's
period, 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 period. That's it. I wrote the quote that I put up the other day, and it, when I said, remove the veil from your face and don't be scared to be your authentic self. Don't be scared to be your authentic self. Just be you.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared to be your authentic self. Because the true you, people will love the true you. When you're trying to be somebody else,
that's when stuff start happening.
Ain't gonna work. So be your authentic you. That's it. That is it.
You know, when you
respect the energy.
When you let go of that that representative, you know, things start changing.
Mm-hmm. It does indeed. So you got to protect that energy, because that energy comes along with that peace and all that need to be protected at all times. And what you just said about the negativity and stuff, people, trust the people you hang around, their problems. The social media problems, the television problems, the love and hip hop problems, the housewife problems, and all of that other crazy crap that be on TV that we so called indulge in sometimes, all the time, every now and then, or not at all. Protect your peace and protect your energy, because that stuff is contagious, baby. It's really contagious.
And it ain't got nothing to do with you. So
don't.
If you bring that into your life and it's having you question whether or not you're a good person or you need to improve to fit into that mold. It's not the right thing for you.
Mm-mm. Your mind ain't strong enough for it.
No. And I know it. That's why you don't know who your energy is.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't connected with it because you're allowing
social mediacations.
Yes, to actually employ your mind, your drive, your life. It's the head of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure we have Pat get rid of this video. We'll do the audio this week because I don't like this.
Okay.
But I've been watching it. I watch it. I try to watch the show as we're doing the show, which is why I'm looking away. I'm looking at the TV as well as watching the show. And you know, because I'm making sure that we are not, that we have a good good picture. And today's picture, the whole show has been terrible.
It's been in and out. Like, your voice has been clear.
Because, you know, I hooked up my real microphone. So,
gotcha.
I don't play around with the voice no more. I ain't having no bad audio. But the video
picture quality, not so much.
The video today was not the best video. I think I'm just gonna have to just get away from using the computer and just go back to my phone. I've been trying because I've been trying to actually have a full setup and utilize the setup, but it seems today it didn't want to work in our favor. I had been discovered that E from the beginning. That's why I said E. He said, "Child, I ain't want to say nothing." Look out. So you know I'm obviously having
E in the comments. I love it. Oh yeah, and I did say, hey, tell Felicia we said hey, because I did see him put that up there. Tell Felicia we said hey.
You know, obviously, E, I have a good, I can see, like on my end, I see everything perfectly. It is all working perfectly. And I'm able to put your comments up and everything, but my computer wants to stay connected to the Wi-Fi while it's connected to you know, when you have the USB modem,
mm-hmm.
It's connected to the modem, but it's also trying to keep jumping backwards and forth to the Wi-Fi. And I don't even have the Wi-Fi on the computer. That's why I say it's doing what it wants. I don't have time for that.
It do what it want.
Queen, give our wonderful people some positivity.
Man, look here. Y'all already know. Thank y'all for joining SW Podcast. You know, it's October the 6th, 2021. And man, y'all, look here. Last quarter, make it count. Go strong. Go hard. It's never too late. Don't be listening to what all the naysayers say, because it's never too late. And just, man, enjoy these last 3 months. Like, you know, the holidays coming and all that stuff. Do your Christmas shopping early. I'm just warning you. Hey, I'm just telling you, do it between now and November. I'm just letting you know. Do your Christmas shopping early, because trust and believe it's going to be some setbacks again. I'm just letting you know. Warning. Hey, precaution warning. But, man, y'all enjoy yourselves. Man, continue to video journal, whatever you want to do. But man, try to stay positive. It's not always easy. It's for spot, what, 7 days in a week? If you have one or two bad days, who cares? But the other 5 days was the bomb. So that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So man, let go of the past, live in the moment, which is the present, and man, build for the future, prepare for the future. But I'm going to go back to make sure you're living in the moment, because that's what's really going to count. You want to be able to go back and look at these memories that you're living in 5-10 years from now. But y'all just stay positive. Shout out to our Freedom Train family. We love y'all, man. This is why SW Podcast is possible. So shout out to Pat and Joe. We salute, and we salute to all our other podcast family members. Man, look. It's SW Podcast. Y'all already know me, Queen Chef, Queen C. It's Wednesday, baby. Check us out every Wednesday live at 6:30. Facebook and YouTube, you know. Go ahead, Queen.
You said you did it, Queen. You did that. You did that. So, you know, just piggyback off Queen. Keep your positivity up. If I know anybody that's on our live right now, y'all can't really see my face too well. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It's okay. You hear my voice. You know who I am. You know it's Queen Shell of SW Podcast. And thank you for tuning in always and for always being wonderful, wonderful, giving us wonderful, wonderful feedback. Because if we don't get that, we don't know how we can improve and what we can do better to give you all a better show. So we appreciate y'all. This month is the month that we're going to start showing up, showing off some of those interviews. So y'all get ready. Just get ready. Just get ready. This October, the fourth quarter is going to be an awesome quarter for us. SW Podcast is going, by the time this quarter is over, I believe we'll be at 100 shows.
We will.
So we got October, November, December. Yeah, 100 shows.
100 shows, baby. 100 shows.
And, you know, while you're getting through your week and you're getting through your life, if there's nothing else you've taken away from this show today, what I will say is always, always, always protect your peace. Protect your energy, and guess what? Out of everything, respect that shit. Respect that shit. Respect
all day long. All day.
We appreciate y'all so much, y'all. Thank y'all for always tuning in and giving us the time that your ears to listen to and your hearts, because it takes heart, you know, tuning into a podcast. It really does. People don't like to do that. So thank y'all so much. We love y'all. We like y'all. We appreciate y'all. And to everybody that may be having a bad week, it is better. We love you. It will be easy. Take care. Peace.